Well, the UCI Cycling World Championships are taking place here in Yorkshire all week, and they're reliant on volunteers to make the whole thing happen. As it's Yorkshire, they're known as proper volunteers. And if you visit any of the races, you'll see them in their red T-shirts helping out. Dave Carpenter met up with Rachel Moyes, a proper volunteer from Bradford, to find out how she's getting involved.
I first started when the Grand Départ came to Yorkshire in 2014. And then the year after, we started with the Tour de Yorkshire, and I've done every edition of the Tour de Yorkshire since then.
Crikey, so you're pretty experienced. So why did you get involved in the Grand Départ? What was it? What sparked the interest?
Things in my life. I was at a point where I just needed something different. Never in a million years thought I would become a volunteer. The opportunity came along, four of us at the place where I worked applied, and we all got chosen, and it just snowballed from there. I ended up being positioned at Pool Bank at the bottom there. Spent the full day there. On the roads were closed. It was just absolutely amazing, just an amazing atmosphere, and that's where I got the bug for volunteering from there.
And that's led you to Harrogate 2019. And you were the first person I met when I got here, because I came through the door to get my accreditation. There you were smiling away, and you pressed the button and said, "Oh, Bradford. I'm from Bradford." So how did you end up here in Harrogate?
Quite well known at Welcome to Yorkshire with doing the Tour de Yorkshire. So as soon as I knew the UCI was coming here, I put my name on the list to become a volunteer, and that's where it's come from there. And because it's quite local to Bradford, I'm able to commute in every morning, and it just makes it so much easier for me to get here, and we can just promote Yorkshire as a whole as well. And obviously Bradford gets its turn on Saturday morning.
Yeah, very excited. So what are you actually doing then? What are you doing at the championships this year?
This year I'm working on the accreditation desk. So that can be anything from welcoming the teams, the cyclists themselves, from presenters, TV presenters. We've got the press. You name it, everybody has to come to our desk here.
So can you drop any names? Who've you met? Who's been good to meet this in the last week?
I wasn't aware who I was speaking to yesterday, but apparently it was a gentleman called Rob Hale, who is an ex-GB cyclist, and I actually escorted him up to the VIP tent yesterday. And I did wonder why people were asking for his autograph and pictures, and it wasn't until I came back and the crew Googled who he was, I realised then who he was.
And are you managing to get to see some of the cycling? Because I get a feeling you might be... Are you cooped up in here a little bit?
Yeah, we are inside a lot, but because it's sort of steady throughout the day, we are allowing people, the team, working amongst ourselves, to just stand outside for half an hour to go see a bit of the cycling. And we get an hour for lunch as well. We are well fed, get packed lunch, courtesy of Yorkshire Tea. And so we can get out and get a bit of fresh air and see a bit of the cycling then.
So what's the next event for you? And if there's someone else in Bradford who's thinking, that sounds all right, I won't mind a go at that, what would your advice to them be?
My volunteering finishes for this year now, so my next event will be the Tour de Yorkshire. I can't promote it enough. I absolutely love volunteering, and for me it's meeting people and helping people. And it's actually promoting what we've got here in Bradford, in Yorkshire. And the scenery is looking amazing with the helicopter shots. Just have a go, just give it that one time. They will start December, I believe, that they start requesting for tour makers for the Tour de Yorkshire. So just apply, go for it, and see how you go from there.
And you get your information from Welcome to Yorkshire, is that right?
Welcome to Yorkshire. It will be on the website. It's generally on there. And it will also be on social media. They generally put things on there as well. But if you just get in touch with Welcome to Yorkshire, and it will be classed as a tour maker for that. But for this one, we are proper volunteers.
And so what are you going to do for the next 9 months before you get a chance to volunteer again?
Twiddle my thumbs. We have a very, very busy summer, because I also work at the triathlon in Leeds, and I also work at Silverstone doing the Formula One and MotoGP. So I've had a busy summer. I've waited for this event for 2.5 years. So this is the real big one for me this year. I think it's time just to have a rest, and then I can start again in its first weekend in May. Tour de Yorkshire, but we start with training, and so it all starts in December, really.
Well, that was what sounds like a very, very busy Rachel Moyes there, who is a proper volunteer from Bradford, who's going along there with the UCI Cycling World Championship.